Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 152, recorded on October 4th, 2013.
So I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And we got Cherrick Fullerton in the house today. Eric is not here. He's had some family stuff going on. So it's just us today. And we have a guest with us who loves syrup, I believe. What's your name, sir?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Waffle from the Waffle Galaxy.
So Waffle from the Waffle Galaxy on YouTubes. Is that where people can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube or like Twitter and all that as well.
And you like
also hanging out in the stream.
And you like doing the Minecraft stuff?
Yeah, I do that like all the time.
What's your favorite part about Minecraft?
I actually have no clue. Because I have like my own server and everything, and I do like everything on there.
Are you an evil dictator on your server?
No. That's what my mods are for.
Oh. So,
I don't take all the credit from them. I'll just be like, I'm not the evil one. They are.
So, what kind of stuff do you work on your server? What's your favorite kind of thing to work on?
Well, right now we're working on like adding these mini games and stuff to the spawn area so people have more stuff to do. But it's mainly a survival economy server. People can just mess around for hours on there.
So no, like, spawning blocks or creative mode? It's all survival?
If you donate, you'll get access to the creative world, which is actually pretty cool. We have a lot of pixel art there. People like making pixel art.
That's what happened on our Shaftlands creative area, too. Like, lots and lots of roller coasters and pixel art.
And penises.
Yeah.
Were there? I didn't see those.
Well, they get moved pretty fast. But, yeah. So, since Eric's not here, he always asks this question, so I'm going to ask it for him. We always believe there's kind of different play styles for Minecraft, like the adventurer or the explorer, the builder, the redstone guru. Where would you place yourself in one of those categories?
I'm probably leaning more on the adventurer side of that.
Like going out stabbing things in the face?
Yeah.
So just like, have you been kill playing stuff with the new nonstop. Biomes?
Excuse me?
Have you been playing the new biomes? Like adventuring, going out and seeing new stuff?
I've seen them, but I haven't played in them yet. It looks really nice.
Yeah. I agree.
I just never get far. I mean, on new servers, I mean, I never get out far enough to see new biomes. Like, I'm just always hanging out, you know, where everybody else is, and that stuff's already generated.
There's a single play mode to the game. Who, I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Who does that?
I just did it like an hour ago.
The only time I ever go single player in Minecraft is when I am trying to like film something.
Right.
That's if I'm trying to get a shot, that's it. I never even touch the game unless I'm in multiplayer.
Weird.
I know. I am weird.
So, Waffle, have you ever heard of ThinkGeek? You know who they are?
Yeah.
Well, this show is actually sponsored today by ThinkGeek, and you can go to geek.deadworkers.com, and it brings up all their Minecraft stuff. So anything you buy from there, we get a little piece of that, right? That's awesome. So it helps out the show if you go there and buy stuff. And it's perfect time with October, Halloween. Get yourself a costume. You can get the head and the flashlight and blocks and a bunch of cool stuff and shirts and stuff. So take a look at that and help us out. We also have a bunch of other show sponsors today, which you can always sponsor at deadworkers.com/sponsor. The first one here is Brachiac Rob, who says,
being a single dad is hard enough without Eric forgetting to pay child support. We also have one from Mechanical Jack, who says,
Mechanical Jack thinks the shaft is great. So follow me on Twitter at Crazy Old Jack. We also have some server sponsors here. The first one here is from JObject, who says, win free upgrades at contests.moxiecraft.com. Listen to the shaft and play Moxiecraft for the best hour of your week. Do you have Moxie?
Do you? Do you? We also have Elijah, who says, have you ever felt lost in Minecraft? So do we. We're the once lost server, a private whitelisted server full of YouTube personalities from around the world. Keep us keep up on our member videos and our Twitter feed through our website at bit.ly/once lost.
And we have another one from Grand River. Now, our engine site messed up, and for some reason, we lost like a couple sponsors. So if you're one of those, just let me know at Brent@deadworkers.com, and we'll get it all fixed up. I can check it. But we're going to do one of Grand River's old messages, and he's going to give us the correct one for next week because he's a cool dude. And anyway, y'all know what he's going to say. The Watershed. Go to mc-thewatershed.net. 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with towny multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more. It's a home away from home from the Shaft Lands. And I guess if you get banned from the Shaft Lands, it's a place you can go, right? Something like, is that wrong? Is that wrong to send them Grand River's way?
After we get rid of them, you can go to the Watershed.
It's always open for you. So thank you, every one of our sponsors. We can't do this show without you. Well, we could. It just wouldn't be as good.
Our journeys. I figure I got to do it since Eric's not here.
Well, someone had to. The chair's not going to.
The chair's awfully quiet tonight.
So if you haven't heard the show, Waffle, what we do in our journeys is just kind of talk about what we've been doing over the week, playing Minecraft, or, you know, what videos we've been working on. What have you been up to over the past week?
Well, I started this new thing called, you know, Minecraft Monday Shorts, and this week I actually uploaded the very first episode, and people seem to really like it. It even got on the front page of the Minecraft forum. Nice. And I actually just finished up next week's today, so that's pretty awesome. And other than that, I've just been hanging out on my own server, just, you know, helping people and building mini games and stuff like that.
Very cool.
So do you wear, like, shorts with creepers on it while you do it? So it's like Minecraft shorts and Minecraft shorts?
That'd be a great mod to add to Minecraft.
Just something I was thinking. You can take it. I don't mind. It's all good. So I've been playing a little bit of Minecraft too. Like I said before the show, I'm trying to record some of the Brent Copeland series down here at the studio so I can have the full video experience and the better mics and things like that. So I just did an episode tonight where we go get some obsidian and well, I won't spoil the end of it, but something very cool happens at the end. We also, a big thank you to Monster Gaming and Semi Pro Joe. Monster sent us, I don't even know if you can see this on the
here, I'll point
video,
my camera towards it.
But there's seven cases, like seven huge cases of Monster that we wheeled in here that they sent us. So we'll be able to drink Monster for, like, I think 20 years or so. And so thank you so much, Monster. We appreciate it. And Semi Pro, thank you. You're the one who hooked us up, and we appreciate that as well. Also, if you're watching the live stream, you can see our new kind of behind the mic, our new shirt. They are now, we've got a black and gray and a red and white. They'll be basically first come to the people at DWPP, and whatever's left over we'll sell to folks, and if enough people want, we'll definitely make more. And they're awesome. I love it, and I can't wait for people to put them on.
Excellent.
So I one last thing. TrendNet is actually sponsoring the DWPP. They are going to give us a router. It's a nice, it was like a $130, $140 router that they're going to send in for a prize that we'll give away for one of the tournaments. And also, during the weekend, they'll have a game. I believe they're going to, if we can get 40 people during the weekend to like a thread about them on Facebook, they will pick one person from that thread and send them one.
Nice.
So that's like a, you know, 1 in 40 chance there. So
yeah.
I don't know if people want to do that. I don't know. Some people don't like to do the old.
We're not eligible, like, are links. We?
No, we're not. Damn, we're it. Definitely not eligible. I'll definitely give a like, though, to help out with that.
I will, too. So then you have a 1 in 35, 37 chance.
Unless a billion people like it or something.
Yeah, something like that. So I had a good week. I actually got a message from Rob Moran. Robert Moran, some people might know him as Old Man Willikers or Bruce Willikers on YouTube, sent me a message this week and was like, hey, we're going to do this little game. You want to join us? And I was like, sure. I didn't really know what I was getting in for. And I found out I was doing the building game with Seth Bling and OMG Chad and Joe Hills and a bunch of other people. And I was like, oh my God. And we played the building game, and it was a lot of fun. And I put videos up on our channel of it, and there is lots of laughter. And it is Trey Silly, but it's got Etho in it, and OMG Chad, and Seth Bling, and Robert Moran, and Maximus Black, and Joe Hills, and there's somebody else who I'm not thinking of right now. But
Cheesy Poof or something like that.
No, Cheetos was just filming. So, but yeah, it was a good time. I laughed a lot. I was delighted to find out that Fraps decided to record via my webcam mic as opposed to my headset mic. So
it's always good.
I sound tinny, but everybody else sounds great. So go check that out. And other than that, it was just a very exciting. We did some Smite this week.
Yeah, the, another show.
Okay, well, I guess it's time to hit a button.
It's weird how you don't even have to say that.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
See, I did it for Eric.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
So TU13 passed the Microsoft cert test, and it goes live on the Xbox Live Arcade. So this is the 4J Studios title update 13 for Minecraft Xbox 360 edition. The update generally consists of bug fixes, more bug fixes, and other stuff we're not going to read out. They also tweeted out a pic of some of the skins you will find in the upcoming Battle and Beast skin pack 2. And they look pretty darn cute.
Cute? Really?
Astrogolly says.
They're cute?
I guess.
Now I got to look this up. 4J Studios is hiring console programmers. All you people out there looking to get a job. On the tail of the announcement that Minecraft is being ported to PS4, Vita, and Xbox One, 4J Studios is going to be hiring some console programmers to join them in their office in East Linton, East Lothian, Scotland. Wait, is that East Linton, East Lothian, Scotland? I guess East Lothian is the region? I don't know. What is that?
It's a lot of words.
I know. Ideal candidates should have at least 2 years experience in the industry and have at least one published console game to their name. There you have it. If you believe that you have what it takes to work on Minecraft, email jobs@4jstudios.com.
And everybody else, just email them and tell them they should put the shaft in the game where people can listen to it live on Xbox.
That would be awesome.
Why not, right? Speaking of Xbox, Waffle, have you ever played on the Xbox or any other edition other than PC?
I played like the demo of the Xbox version of it. It was a lot more different.
How'd you like the controls? Or how did you not like the controls?
Well, I kind of forgot them, like, pretty much 2 minutes afterwards. Okay. I didn't even know how to jump. I was, like, stuck in water and everything. It was so bad.
Might have been a good video.
I actually recorded it.
Did you make a video? Can we look it up?
Yeah, it's actually up.
Sweet!
It's pretty bad.
I want to go check it out now.
Everybody check out how bad he was playing on the Xbox. That's always good stuff. And what else is good stuff? Carl's twin brother joins Mojang. Visitors to the Mojang offices might be forgiven for thinking they're suffering from double vision. Carl's twin brother, Jonas, has been hired by the company as YICE resident. There's no official word at present as to what duties will be performed by Jonas and if they will include being a body double for Carl's more dangerous stunts, like hugging me at Minecon. It's also not known why Jonas' last name is Martinson. We didn't think it polite to ask.
So do you think he's just creating an alternate identity so that he can like walk around his own office and pretend to be somebody else?
I know it says identical twin, but it really looks like him. Like just like him. Like, do we have any confirmation that he really has a twin?
I don't.
Anyone?
I've never heard it before. So that's what I'm thinking. This is a joke. He made himself an alternate personality so he can walk around the office as somebody else. That's what it is.
I think it was so he get two jobs. I mean, come on. What, CEO and vice president?
Not bad. Not bad. So, that would be a good paycheck.
That would be nice.
So South Park aired their Minecraft episode. Did you check it out, Brent?
I saw half of it.
Have you seen it, Iron Waffle?
Yeah, I have.
It was hilarious. I really enjoyed it. It's got Minecraft in it. Where's the name of it? Informative Murder Porn. It's pretty hilarious. The kids decide to put a lock on the parents' cable so they don't watch certain shows, and they lock it with Minecraft because they figure the parents will never learn to play. And Notch even liked it. The South Park creators contacted Mojang for an outline of the show and asked permission to do it. Notch responded that they could do whatever they want, and they didn't bash the game at all. I mean, they bash people's reactions to the game pretty good. It's pretty hilarious. Wait, I'm supposed to punch trees? Yes! Anyway, Informative Murder Porn is now available for free via South Park Studios site and the UK version of the site. And I saw it on Hulu. So,
I saw it on South Park's site. I mean, they just offer it up there for free.
So. Yeah. So anyway, so if you want to go check it out, there'll be some links in the show notes.
And finally, a big day Sunday for our good friend Mark IRL this Sunday. Mark Watson and his fiance Charisse, 23, will be joined in matrimony. And all of us at the Shaft would like to wish them a long and happy marriage.
Aww.
So congratulations, Mark. There will be less videos on your Minecraft channel. But that's okay. It's well worth it. Bring.
Do we want to talk about our sponsors? We didn't talk about Netflix at all.
We can talk about Netflix and Audible. They are both our sponsors for the show, and they have a kickback. You know, it's one of those deals. You sign up for that, they send us a few bucks, and everybody's happy. You get a free month of Netflix and a free month of Audible. You can go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and watch all the TV and movies that you can stand in a month. Fringe last season just came on there. I just saw Supernatural season 8 just got back on there. Continuum season 2 just got put back on there.
Wait, season 8's on?
Of Supernatural?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just checked like 2 nights ago.
Just to see got put back on.
Oh, sweet.
And they email me. Like, if you have it as set as one of your shows, they will email you and say, hey.
Sweet.
New episodes. So it's awesome. My kids love it. Like, one of the coolest things with Netflix is you can actually have it running on two separate devices at once. So, like, the only time it ever comes in problems is like when the kids try to go to sleep, and I know I shouldn't let them watch TV, but whatever. Quit making fun of my parenting. So they'll both be watching it, and then we can't watch it till one of them falls asleep, and then we go turn it off, and then we can watch it.
Well, here's a dirty trick. If you decide to go ahead and rent some DVDs from them as well.
No, it won't happen.
Or some Blu-rays, is what I do. I have two Blu-rays. So I can have up to, I think, 4 copies of the instant streaming going at once. So if you need more, just rent a DVD from them.
Never.
So
DVDs are dead. Sorry, Audible, but it's true. Audibletrial.com. Oh, wait. No. DVDs are dead. So Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. But also we do Audible You can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. And it, what it is basically people who read you books on MP3s, basically. You can listen to any of your Androids or iPods, iPhones. Does anybody say iPods anymore? There's no more iPods, right? They're like something else's.
No, there's still iPods.
Well, good. You can get in on that, too. So get you a free month, audibletrial.com/theshaft. They have like over 100,000 books. All the new ones are always out there, and you'd be surprised at how entertaining these books are when they're read. It's almost like watching a movie so with your ears. If that makes sense. So go do it. It's well worth it, and it helps the show out. So let's get into some listener contributions. The first one here, and this is really funny. No offense to any of these people who sent these in. I got an email today from Astrogali, and he says, dude, I hope y'all got some phone calls, because he talks like that. He's actually a California surfer. I'm not sure anybody realizes that. But he said, dude, man, like for real. Okay, I do a horrible impression. But he said, I hope he has some calls, because these are all horrible. And they like send me the list of all the listener contributions. I said, no, those are right down our alley.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, let's go with it.
We'll take them. We'll take them.
So he might have gone back in and fixed these and put in some really good ones. So don't be offended, because I'm sure these aren't the ones he was referring to.
No, surely not.
The first one here was submitted by the Redstone Workshop, who says, hi, guys. We're a relatively new map-making group, and we've spent some months developing and building what we think is a totally new way to play PvP Minecraft. It's with your feet. I bet you it's with your feet. It's called Feats of Kingdomia. Knights of Kingdomia.
And piggies.
This seems like an ad. I know. Why am I reading an ad? I'm going to skip through this. Check it out. Sure, we'll check it out. Sounds good.
Yeah, so we'll provide a link to it in the show notes. There's a Minecraft forum post about it, and you can check it out.
Let's see. That one was stupid. I will leave that one out. You were right about that one, Astra. This next one, go, Wes.
Hey, this is Mabry Boys. I just wanted to say I love the show, and it's my favorite podcast. It's the only one to listen to, by the way, so don't feel too special. Still, the show is awesome. I really want to make YouTube videos, but I want a free video recorder. Do you guys know of any? Anyway, love the show. Long live Tron.
You know, Fraps, they have a trial.
Yep.
I don't remember if it's just a 7-day trial or if it's a lifetime, but it puts a little ad that says fraps.com up top. I would check into DX Story, see if they have a free trial.
Yep.
That's if you're on a PC. There's some options on the Mac that I believe are free. Just search for screen capture. OBS, that's a good one. Sergeant Mace, thank you for reminding me. OBS is actually it's an open source streamer, but it also records. So you can always just use it.
Yep. If you're using XSplit or anything, it has local recording built in.
Yeah.
And if you juice up the data on it enough, the local recording's not bad at all.
Yeah. And Pool Shark Wizard, he's right. The Fraps, you can only make 30-second videos in their trial. So, and I think XSplit has a trial too, but I think it does this. It has like audio that goes, this is an XSplit trial, like every 20 seconds. So kind of makes it useless to use in any way that way. But OBS, that was a good suggestion.
Yep. The next one is from Zucci. It says, you guys absolutely must get the guys from Ledge Sleeper channel on. They're hilarious. If I have it right, can I ask what Notch thinks?
Sure. I kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Send them a tweet. Let them know. Tell them to look me up, Brent@deadworkers.com. We'll see what we can do.
Yep.
The next one is for Shamdu. It's a good friend of the ShamWow. He says, hey, guys. I started posting videos on... That's another ad. Well, I didn't see these in the email. I think you snuck these in. These are your friends,
aren't
they? He's
just saying he wants to know if there's any good way to get followers.
No, there's absolutely no good way to get followers. We've been trying for years. And no, that's the joke. What would you suggest, Waffle? How would you suggest to get followers?
I started out just posting my videos on the Minecraft forum, and people just like comment, and it just stays up on the forum. And I just made like really random videos back then. That's probably why they got popular.
And do you ever do the same thing on like the Minecraft subreddit?
I tried, but I kind of just stopped I just like forgot about it.
So Minecraft forums, that's a good suggestion. They have a forum built just for it. So go there.
Yeah. Find somebody else to do something with. Somebody who has followers. Say, hey, look, you know, we're friends. Let's do a thing together. And get their followers to follow you by doing a show with them.
But if you don't know them, don't like keep. I mean, it doesn't hurt to like send them a message and see if they'd be open to it.
Yeah.
But don't keep asking them like every week. Hey, man, you ready to do that video? Like, start doing yours. That Alice makes a very valid point. Content is king, is what we like to see around here.
Yes.
So make it something interesting. Make sure it's interesting to you. If you like watch it and it's not interesting to you, then why would it be interesting to anyone else? Make sure the audio is good. Make sure the video is good. Make sure it's the absolute best Minecraft video you can make. And put them out there and, you know, maybe you'll get lucky.
Yeah. Make a video and in it mention how wonderful the Shaft podcast is and then send it in to Sightings and maybe Astragali will include it.
Maybe. Maybe. It might slip through here again. And it's sad because he sent these to me earlier. And
yeah.
I'm just a jerk.
So the next one is from Ward Mime, who says, what software program do you use to record video and audio for your content? This will help me twerk to my full capacity.
It's kind of with that last one.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we use Fraps. Sizer is a good program to set your windows to the right resolution size. So it's just a quick right click on the border, and you can just, you know, get your 1280 by 720 settings right there. Sometimes I actually use XSplit to record if I want to, I don't know, if I want to stream at the same time. It's decent at that. For audio, we basically either use one or the other, Fraps or XSplit, or we go straight to a hardware recorder like we do for the show. And it's kind of more of a backup. Like, if it sounds good on everything else, we'll just use it. But otherwise, that's about that.
Yep.
Okay, the last one here is from TotallyNinja1500, who says, no, Eric, you're weird.
Okay. And it's true. It's true, he is.
Excavation Station.
Look at that.
There we go.
So our first is from Octoplex, who sends in a lot of these. And he wants pushable dispensers. He says, for some reason, you can't push dispensers, and I think you should be able to. Perhaps after pushing the block, it will trigger the dispenser after a slight delay to allow for better traps. This would be good for traps and redstone gadgets. It would be kind of cool to have, like, a pop-up dispenser, like one that pops up out of the floor and gives you something. That would be cool.
What do you think, Waffle?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Practical. That's like Miley Cyrus says that.
You could also have You could also have them pop out of the wall and spit lava. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things you could do. I support this. What do you think, Notch?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be an odd turn of events today.
Pushable dispenser.
You ever notice Wes is hitting the buttons, so. Okay, so absolutely. We got a couple of these submissions, so it must need to be done. Doctor Discover Fever Disco. Dr. Disco Fever wants beards.
You need to drink more Monster, I think.
Wants beards. Wants you to grow them in the game and wants you to be able to craft hair gel to style your beard. And then Zucci thinks that you should suffocate. If your beard gets too bushy. No, you shouldn't suffocate, but you should trip over it if it gets too long. What do you think about that, Waffle? Beards, gel,
and I think,
beard traps.
I think if they get, like, so long and you cut them, you should be able to craft, like, rugs out of them. That'd be pretty cool.
Beard rugs.
Beard rugs.
Yeah. I can see that.
You can sell them.
I mean, really, how many different block styles are there for beards? I mean, that would be kind of rough, wouldn't it?
you.
Are we talking like you can pick your beard?
You got the goatee.
I mean, do you pick it from like a drop down menu? I'm going to style my beard. I want a Van Dyke, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a, you know, it's like any video game. You got like five styles to choose from. And that's it.
Okay. The next one is submitted by Jet. He wants enchanted dog collars. Look, something else enchanted, Brent.
Yay.
Instead of having normal dog collars, why not have enchanted dog collars? Enchanting a dog collar would give the dog a buff or a special ability. P.S. Australia loves the Shaft podcast, mate.
And the Shaft podcast loves Austria. Australia. We are actually we're gonna have an Australian on the show soon. Times didn't match up today because it's Australia. But yeah, so enchanted dog collars.
I mean, it's not terrible, but I mean, it's more, you know, it's more enchanting.
Yeah.
By the way, Australia does love the Shaft podcast. We are currently number 9 on the games and hobbies list with them.
Yay.
That's pretty good.
Yay. We're just scared of all the snakes you have there.
Really?
They have a lot of snakes. Deadly, deadly snakes.
We're also number 10 in New Zealand. New Zealand loves us too.
They're close.
Yeah.
They're close. They hear it from Australia. So, enchanting dog collars. I'm actually, it's odd. I'm kind of torn on this one. Like, I kind of like an idea for doing something with a dog, but I just don't know if enchanting a dog collar is what. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe dog treats.
Maybe training them. Maybe you have to level them up to learn certain abilities.
Something like that. Yeah, training. What do you think about dog training, Mr. Waffle Galaxy?
That would, that'd be a really good idea. More than just the enchanted dog collars. Like, have a certain dog to go mining with you and then have a different one to go, like, adventuring. That'd be pretty cool.
But if there are enchanted dog collars, like, randomly, it should drive them mad and they should try to eat your face off.
And a dog whistle. Have people been, like, suggesting dog whistles for, like, long times?
I don't remember that one.
Like, call your dogs, just let them run away, and then it calls. I don't know.
What does Notch think about this?
Worst idea ever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to enchant dog collars.
So this next one is from LOL Maroon 5. I don't know why, it just seems. Anyway, they want wall carpets, which you can now do out of beards. Similar to placing maps on item frames in the newest snapshot, placing carpet in an item frame would take up the whole side of the block, allowing you to have a padded room and stuff things and stuff. Obviously, this is just for aesthetic purposes, and the same mechanic could be applied to pressure plates. Player would have to run into the wall to activate it. Wall carpets. Kind of like wallpaper.
Yeah.
I'm good with like wallpaper.
Yeah.
Like bigger frames or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a bigger frame. Like maybe if you take a cowhide and put it in an item frame, it's 4x4. Right?
Yeah, but it might move.
So, like, you know, and then, like, maybe bacon would be big, you know, like pork chops.
Space Boot 1 hates this idea.
Really?
Big thumbs down.
What does Notch think?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Maybe Space Boot 1 is Notch.
Hey, it could be. Notch hadn't been in the chat room in a while.
Hasn't been. No. Nope. That we know of.
This is true. Space Boot 1.
Yeah. Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Oh wait, I should have done the.
Yeah, you missed that. You screwed up again. So, what else is intense? The hosting we get from mcprohosting.com. And you can get hosting there too. Just use the code ShaftPodcast and you'll get 15% off your order. If you're going to be at MineCon, I'm just hearing rumors that they are going to have a mad, crazy booth. So I'm not sure exactly what that means, but you need to go take a look if you're there at MineCon.
Because it's going to be mad crazy, yo.
Maybe Kesha, I think maybe they're singing the whole time. I'm not positive about that. It may be Miley. It's really, really cool booth.
I came in like a MC Pro hosting server.
Really cool booth you have here.
Yep.
Anyway. So head on over to mcprohosting.com. Those guys actually, they host the files for our podcast too. So we can't thank them enough.
Indeed, we love them.
The first one we have here is the Chicago Daily Herald runs a regular Move Over Mom segment where 8th grader Gabriel, son of the Herald's food editor, writes about food he and his mom make. In the latest edition, Jerome talks about the creeper sugar cookie he decided to create, and it looks wonderful. So we'll link over to this article of Move Over Mom and the creeper.
It does look pretty good. I kind of want it. I want to eat it. So the next one is from, submitted by Bonald. Not Ronald, but Bonald. Not Bono, but Bonald. It's the Forsaken Cities RPG Project. The Forsaken Cities Project is looking to recruit builders to create features for their upcoming vanilla RPG server. And if your work is a 32x32 plot and it's good enough, you might be invited to join the main build team doing the rest of the work. So come, try out. Maybe you can help build a big RPG server.
Yeah, all those things. I always wonder about things like this. You know, we know a lot of people who need builders for like so many different things. And there's a lot of really good, I guess, projects that aren't, you know, they're free. You know, you go see it for free, like the Minecraft or the Disney World stuff, the project. 1892 with Botari and all that kind of stuff, then I wonder if something like this, it almost sounds like it's like, hey, we're building an RPG server that we're going to have, like, you know, VIP, where you can, you know, pay to get sort. You know, I always wonder if, like, if they're going to be doing stuff like that, or if this is kind of one of these other projects. So it'd be great to hear from the people running it to get more info.
Yeah. Bonald, let us know what you're up to.
And he won't live on. That's a Bono reference for the young people. The next one here, it was submitted by OMIC Foamy, and it's Gruesome Blood Effects. It's a video. Are any of you map makers working on scary maps for Halloween? Well, if you fancy them a little more bloody, how do you say that?
Omic
Foamy's video could have what you're looking for, a crushing machine with rather effective blood. You'll need at least snapshot 13W37A to do it yourself.
That sounds kind of cool, actually. I kind of want to go check it out.
It's gruesome!
Is it? We'll see.
It's gruesome.
I'm going to take a peek. So this next one is a video. It's called The Squid. And as you all probably know, given enough time, viral internet hits become parodied in Minecraft. So here's Fantabulous's parody of Ilvis's The Fox. And it is mercifully shorter than the original. What? Mercifully? Why would anyone want a song shorter than The Fox? I don't understand.
What does the squid say? See, I can do it for you right here. Let's change it. What did the wolf say?
Ring-a-ding-ding-da-ding-da-ding-ding.
Okay, so last but not least, well, actually, we'll let the guest tell us about a video after this one, but this one is the Minecraft Mythbusters 26. Zissum Void's latest Minecraft Mythbusters video investigates whether squid are attracted to light and what they say or something. I don't know. Not much more we can say about this without spoilers, so go watch already. Already. Get ready to tie your tongue or something, because I did. Anyway, Mr. Waffle, what can people go check out on your channel that's coming out soon or just hit the video tubes?
Well, this Monday I've got something coming out. It's another Minecraft short. It's going to be kind of Skyrim related. It's taking place in Minecraft, and it's going to have quite a twist at the end of it. So it's going to be pretty cool.
See, I told
and,
you.
Go
on. Sorry.
Just, you know, regular gameplay videos every day and like that.
So, very cool. Everybody head on over to, is it the Galaxy?
YouTube.com/TheWaffleGalaxy
The Waffle Galaxy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wes is looking at me like I've got squids in my head.
I don't know. You're like this. And I'm like,
well, it's not written down here. So I tried to read it and I couldn't. Oh my God. Do you hear something, Mr. Waffle?
I do.
Is that at your house?
I hear knocking.
Housekeeping!
Oh!
Housekeeping! The housekeeper!
What's up, housekeeper? Keeper of houses.
Meet for DWPP.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You coming to the DWPP?
Oh, yes. Housekeeper? Oh, yes. Do not expect me to clean up after you.
Oh, you'll be cleaning up a bunch of monster cans, I think. Feeling. So if you don't know, we do a yearly, or, you know, it was 2 years ago we did the last one, but a Dead Workers party, which is basically a big LAN party where we play games, consoles, board games, card games, video games. We have tournaments. We try to get people to donate prizes. We got a few donated this year. The Hi-Rez Smite donating some codes, I believe. Trendnet donating some routers. Monster donated some monster. not really for the party, just for us. But
Wes is donating some Wes. Brent is donating some Brent.
And Eric will probably be here. So a bunch of cool folks are going to be here. I can't wait to see them.
I have four plastic bins full of games in my car right now. I'm going to bring them inside, so they'll be here next week. We're going to have the Rock Band set up, ready to go. That should be fun. Play some board games, video games. Gonna have a good time.
Good times. We got a lot of other stuff going on. We got the I'm waiting for music.
I know. Where is it?
Down at the bottom.
Oh, there it is. So,
hey,
there it is. It's down at the bottom. All the other ones are at the top.
That feels good.
We got intro, bumper, 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 and then you go to down to the bottom corner. It says outro.
So thank you all for showing up today. Thank you, Waffle.
Yeah.
And letting us in the Waffle Galaxy.
This is the first time I've heard your voice.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I see you typing.
Yeah, I was not prepared for this. It was like last minute, but I was glad that you had me.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you could do it at the last moment. We had another guest cancel, and the Waffle Galaxy stepped up and said, I will do it.
I
will save the day. And then you save the day. Save the galaxy. The whole galaxy. With all of his
dimples. I saved the whole galaxy and turned it all into waffles.
Yeah. So now we're your syrup. The waffle. Or something.
I want to be Mrs. Butterworths. Is that okay?
Sure. Sure.
Are you... Now, let me ask you. You chose Iron Waffle. Are you a fan of waffles?
Me?
Yeah.
Iron Waffle.
I mean,
I didn't even choose Iron Waffle.
Really? How'd you get the name?
Well, I just really like waffles, and I like space stuff as well, so I just kind of put them together and got a really cool username.
Okay, that works. I can see that.
Sounds good.
I kind of did the same thing. I really like Wes's, and I really like Wilson's. And so
I
put them together, and I got my name.
That works well. So... With that said, please be sure to watch all our episodes on YouTube. Join the party. Go to deadworkers.com, sign up, and become one of us. We will integrate you into the show and everything else in our life. Call us at 256-812-1010. You can email us at theshaft@deadworkers.com. And as always... Not always, but Fridays at 8 p.m. Central. Join us at deadworkers.com/live. Give us iTunes reviews and be good, kind Minecrafters to your fellow builders.
And go check out some of our other shows. We've got some other great shows. If you go to deadworkers.com, there's a list under podcasts. There's good stuff there because we do play more than one game.
We're thinking about you, Eric. We love you, brother.
Yep. We're sorry you couldn't join us.
We'll be back here next
week.
You're
in a car somewhere going to, what, Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Where them Razorbacks.
I think it's near Arkansas.
Really? I thought he was in Arkansas. Is he not?
No, he's in Arkansas. Which is near Arkansas.
Yeah, it is. I think. Very near it. I think the two sets are remarkably similar.
It's Arkansas.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network, the shaft that smiles back.